Welcome back. I'm Mark Cooper live on KPFK. Thanks for staying tuned. This is the first real business day of the year, and I thought for a combination of reasons, this would be a good moment to invite the general manager of KPFK, Mark Shove, onto my show and have a discussion with him about some of the pressing issues around Pacifica and KPFK. This is something that this is an issue that I really think is secondary to our work. I think given what's going on in the world, be it the war on terrorism or the war in India and Pakistan and in Kashmir, the Ashcroft State Department, etc., or Ashcroft Justice Department, I really think that our time should be dedicated to that rather than a kind of reality TV where we have kind of an MTV show and everybody has a really good time looking at all the raucous inner workings of Pacifica Radio. That said, I have to say on personal title first that one of the reasons that I invited Mark Shubb, the manager, in to talk about some of these issues is that I personally felt on this first day of the new year coming back from break, I felt compelled to take at least a few minutes myself this afternoon and make a kind of apology and explanation to the listeners. And let me tell you exactly what that is. I was rather dismayed to find upon return from the Christmas break that 6 or 7 weeks after our last fund drive, there are hundreds of KPFK listener sponsors, people who donated money to KPFK, who have still not gotten their thank you gifts from us. And these are thank you gifts that I promised you. And that's another reason why I was very dismayed. I was also dismayed to see that now KPFK continues to broadcast at one-fourth of its power. If you have trouble hearing us, especially in Orange County and down coast from us, if we're getting interfered with by radio stations out of Mexico and et cetera, this is because KPFK has got a quarter power only. We have a very expensive and very brand spanking new, very powerful transmitter that we purchased that has been ready to go online for weeks. But our mother organization, Pacifica Radio, has not given us the money, our money, that we need to put this on the air. So in short, that's just the short version. We find ourselves at KPFK in a financial crisis, and a financial crisis not of our own doing, I'm afraid to say. We have had record fund drives. But for complicated reasons that we're about to find out and explain to you, I find myself in the embarrassing situation personally and the radio station itself as an entity and not being able to fulfill its promises to you. On the one hand, the promise of giving you a nice, good, strong, clean signal, and secondarily, not being able to give you, as of yet, at least hundreds of you, the promised thank you gifts that we had promised. And this is a question of our personal and professional integrity, and wanted to address it head on. For that reason, I wanted to bring on the general manager of KPFK, Mark Shubb, for a report to the listener. Mark, thank you for joining us on such a distasteful subject on the first day of the new year.
I would say it's my pleasure, but it's actually a very distressing time, and it's a responsibility, I feel, to let people know what's going on. You know, before we even start, I need to say one thing about myself. I'm speaking in my role as the general manager of KPFK. I cannot speak for Pacifica as a national organization. I cannot speak for the Pacifica National Board. I have access to very little information. So I speak to you as in my role as the general manager of the station, and I can tell you everything that I know about what's going
well,
on here
I think
at the station level.
I think what our listeners need to know is the following. If we have had record fund drives, because our last fund drive, mm-hmm. where we raised well over $500,000 just right before Thanksgiving, was a record for us, and where we've had previous record fund drives, and where I as a staff member know that we've run surpluses in our budgets, not deficits. How is it that we have no money right now to buy the books and the records and the CDs that we promised people.
Well, your assumption is right. We have had a record year. We've raised more money than ever before. Our listeners have been more generous than ever before. And our own budgets in terms of our spending here at the station have been well under budget. We should have finished out last fiscal year with literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in surplus that we had hoped to roll into our project in addition to the $800,000 that we had for that transmitter project. So in terms of being of KPFK on paper, we're in an extraordinarily strong, healthy position.
Well, where'd our money go?
Well, until early last year, or maybe early summer last year, late spring, it was all handled here out of the finance office that was upstairs from KPFK. Pacifica decided, with no notice, to move that finance office from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. They let go. None of the staff went along, so all the people who had the institutional knowledge of the accounting and procedures all disappeared from the process. And a new group was hired to do this in Washington, D.C. with some consultants who came out and stayed in hotels and moved the whole business of KPFK, all of our accounts, all the check writing, every inch of our accounting, 3,000 miles away. The theory behind it was centralized operation, new computer systems, immediate access to information. However, since that move, and actually starting right before it when they started to dismantle things, we have not gotten a single financial report. And the sad fact is that, you know, when something like this happens, you could have 3 or even 4 months of chaos. And so I was trying not to get alarmed. But come September, early September, in fact, before September, right before September 11th, I started to become alarmed that we were not getting access to our information. I wrote several memos demanding account information, finding out why our bills were starting to suddenly run so far behind in terms of payment, and could get no response. Essentially, the next month, September, October, November, and then December, the executive director who was in charge of that process resigned in late September. Someone new was named as an interim in October, and I've been waiting through those months trying to get answers, and in December, I was able to put together a piece of a picture that's fairly alarming. Essentially, this national organization has centralized all the money and diverted literally millions of dollars to lawsuits and to other national spending, all of which was non-budgeted, none of which went through any budgetary process or any process I'm aware of. And they essentially emptied out our savings account, our program endowment, and the money that has that is earmarked for our transmitter fund, two-thirds of that money is gone as well.
So I want to make sure that our listeners are clear on this. And I need to give a disclaimer, which is, as a staff member, I know some of this stuff, so I can't claim that I'm learning this for the first time, but this is a way of questioning you about it and making sure that everybody is clear. KPFK doesn't have a checkbook then. When we raise money for KPFK, our money comes in and then it goes right to Pacifica. Is that right?
Yes, and up until this last half year or so, it was all working fine. They wrote the checks. Whenever we send a check rec in, it gets written, it got handled.
There was a lockbox of sort where our money, KPFK's money, was segregated and where we had separate bookkeeping. And even though we didn't write the checks, there was transparency.
We had the authority to spend that money.
Right. And
we were always approving budgets every year, and those budgets were always, the money was spent as it was supposed to be spent.
So what you're saying is that since the last handful of months, or more, this money has been centralized now. The bookkeeping of this money has been centralized in Pacifica's national office in Washington, that you as general manager no longer have full access to financial reports, and that essentially our money, KPFK's money and the money of our listeners that they donated, right?
Yes.
To this radio station, including hundreds of thousands of dollars for our transmitter rebuild project, has been spent underneath our feet without our authorization or knowledge.
That is apparently true. There is a clear indication from every person who does bookkeeping at every station that Pacifica is living week to week. Whatever money comes out goes to pay back debt. So when we started a year ago, I would guess we had between $600,000 and $700,000 in KPFK savings set aside in addition to capital funds accounts, and all of that money appears to have been spent without any authorization that I'm aware of.
Now, you say that a lot of this money was spent on lawsuits. What does that mean?
Well, that's a hard story to tell. the faction, the board, the KPFK staff and myself have had some serious problems with the previous board because it wasn't very in touch with station operations. There was a sense that they were out of touch, and we have had...
This is our national board.
Our national board. Mm-hmm. And we have, the staff as a whole has sent letters demanding certain things be done, registering complaints. I've appeared before that board and registered complaints. But another faction, and that board doesn't truly represent the stations, but another faction of people who don't represent anyone specifically, they say sometimes they represent the listeners, but I imagine most people listening have never even heard of this faction, have been in a very ugly faction fight for the last year or two.
With lawsuits.
With multiple lawsuits. I think there were three or four different lawsuits. And in this time, the two factions of the board, and you've been following it, you may be able to explain it better than I, these two factions of the board have been fighting it with the tooth and nail, the ugliest faction fight I've ever seen in the history of the left, short of, you know, military action where people are being murdered, a kind of vilification campaign and ugliness. And they've run up literally millions of dollars in debt around this these lawsuits, and seemingly to no end. And then just a few weeks ago, they went into a back room. Basically, what I'm saying is both sides have run up this enormous debt, part of the board factions, the two board factions and their supporters. They went into a back room under a judge's purview and created a backroom deal to transfer power, not under the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation that have been evolved over the last 50 years, but just in this backroom deal to transfer power from one faction of the board to another faction of the board. And they have just seated themselves in a brand new Pacifica board unelected by essentially anybody.
Well, I have to say, as a journalist who's not only somebody who works here, but as a journalist who's followed this, it seems to me that there were two factions that were involved in these lawsuits, and when they both ran out of money, and when the network ran out of money, they decided to settle and cut up, I hate to be crude about it, but my view is that they cut up the board among themselves, and that we at the stations and our listeners who are listening now have essentially been excluded from this process. They have no representation. We have no representation on the board. The unions, the staff and management of Pacifica, of the Pacifica stations, has no representation on the new board. And I understand the listeners have no democratic or elected representation on the board. There are local advisory boards, which I know sounds like an impossible acronym to many of our listeners. Their representatives are now on our board. On the national board, isn't that good? Isn't that something
that would be good if those boards were not just a faction that was self-selected? Essentially, our local advisory board was recruited entirely by one of the litigants in the case, and the person who sits on the national board from the local advisory board was handpicked by that same person. So there's no real accountability to the listeners. There's no real accountability to the staff. I don't want to speak for the staff, but the staff issued a very strong statement to this local advisory board a couple of years ago about their unaccountability and about their approach that was going to lead to this bankruptcy, and asking them to be responsible. And the staff's entreaty to the local advisory board was rebuffed.
I need to. We're running out of time, and I need to.
It's all very Byzantine, isn't it?
It is, and I want to let our listeners know, in case they think they fell down the rabbit hole, that this is KPFK. I'm Mark Cooper. My guest is Mark Shubb. He's the general manager of KPFK, and we're trying to sort out some of these really grave problems that we feel are really now affecting our integrity, our economic integrity here at KPFK. And that brings me to the next question. I think our listeners who support us and who support this radio station are probably alarmed to hear this, but probably have a certain amount of confidence in the organization and a certain amount of hope that the economic business here will get straightened out. Maybe it will and maybe it won't. What about the editorial integrity of KPFK? Is that at all challenged by this newly restructured Pacifica National Board?
Without question. Without question. Mm-hmm. This new board met on Saturday in a 4.5-hour
meeting. This last
meeting,
Saturday.
This past Saturday, and I think it's available to listen online at pacifica.org website.
Mm-hmm.
You can even reach Pacifica through our kpfk.org website. And they passed motions whereby, for the first time in my knowledge of the history of Pacifica Radio, the national board directly made programming decisions for the local stations, directly made personnel decisions about program staffing on personnel matters, and actually decided that they were going to open up airtime to give themselves access to bring their version of the settlement and their stuff about the issues behind Pacifica in drive time on a weekly basis. Now, some of these motions go back to the judge because there's a Byzantine settlement.
Right.
But it was clear that their intent was to radically change the historic editorial independence of the five Pacifica stations and to absolutely continue and deepen the centralization process that takes all financial control away from the stations. In the past, stations made all programming decisions. Even national programs were decided by consensus among the five sister stations. And it's clear they intend to change all of that.
One of the reasons that I invited you on, Mark, is that I heard part of that board meeting. And as somebody who's had an association with Pacifica for 20 years, I have to tell you that I was absolutely shocked and alarmed to hear to what degree the Pacifica National Board was now intending to directly interfere with our autonomy and our editorial independence and integrity here at KPFK. For the first time in my memory, did I hear a Pacifica National Board debate and pass resolutions that empowered them to, in a sense, veto, tinker, and mandate all sorts of programming here on KPFK, which I personally think would be the end of KPFK as we know it.
And just, I need to say, this is not after some process that where they discussed things with staff or spent months seeing what the stations thought.
There's been no contact.
This was the first meeting of the National Board. There was no report from staff, no questions for staff. They just started passing motions to do these things.
Well,
so I invite people to check that out for themselves.
I have a few more questions to ask you, but I want to get involve our listeners in this because, as I said, I feel personally responsible because I have asked so many of you to contribute to KPFK, and you've done so, and now because of these machinations by Pacifica's National Board, we find ourselves not only editorially threatened, but find ourselves economically castrated. And at this point, we cannot fulfill all of the thank you gifts. We're going to try. I'm not saying we won't eventually, but right now, we have hundreds of you who are listening, maybe 1,000 or more people for whom we cannot provide the thank you gifts that we promised because Pacifica has spent our money on frivolous lawsuits on both sides. And it's an embarrassing situation to be in. What I want you to do, and then I'm going to ask Mark Shubb a couple more questions in the 2 minutes that we have. Some friends of the station have put together a website, and I want to give you that information. You can check in to Friends of KPFK, that's one word, www.friendsofkpfk.org, and get information on what you can do. And for those of you who do not have internet access, let me give you a couple of phone numbers. Get out a pencil, and these are the phone numbers I want you to write down. I want you to write down the phone number of David Adelson. David Adelson is the chair of the KPFK Local Advisory Board, and his phone number is area code 310-478-3711. That's area code 310-478-3711, and his extension is 41961. And then I'm going to, that's 41961, and then I'm going to give you the phone number of our local national board representative, David Fertig. And his phone number is area code 626-798-3030. That's 626-798-3030. David Fertig, 626-798-3030. And we would ask you to call both of these board representatives and tell them politely but firmly that you support KPFK, that you want our financial independence restored, that you want us to be able to make our financial decisions locally, and that even more importantly, you want Pacifica National's organization to keep their hands off the editorial product of KPFK to maintain the integrity and the independence that this station has. Those phone numbers are also available on the friendsofkpfk.org website. That's friendsofkpfk.org. And I urge you to do that. Mark, some of our listeners have asked, where is Democracy Now? And why is Democracy Now not on the air?
Well, let me start because I've gotten so many letters from people who've been motivated to write me with some based on some misinformation. We've been strong supporters of Democracy Now. We're the only station in the country that originally programmed Democracy Now twice each day. When the producers and host of the show got into deeper and deeper conflict with their colleagues at WBAI and with the people who work in national programming at Pacifica, it got nastier and nastier, and at some point they walked away from the studios and refused to report to work. One of our sister stations is getting a direct feed of a show from them. We chose not to involve ourselves in that faction fight because the simple fact of the matter is we fund that program through the Pacifica Foundation, and it does need to be accountable and work with the
only,
colleagues.
We have 1 minute, and we'll return to this because I have a feeling we're going to be continuing talking about this in the days to come. My understanding